The Calendar Museum is set to commemorate the birthday of the Dion Quintuplets, a significant event in Canadian history, on Saturday, May 25, from 11 to 4 p.m. This occasion marks not only the birth of five remarkable sisters but also serves as a testament to the miracle of their survival and the enduring legacy they left behind, says Natasha Wyatter, curator of the commemoration event. She says the photos are very cool because they captures the Quints behind the scenes, shot by their official photographer Fred Davis. The photos were donated by the son of the sisters Dr. Defoe in 1986 along with a lot of other special objects. The man in the photos is actor Gene Herschelt. These photographs are special because they show the girls being more natural than the ones published. Born on May 28, 1934, in nearby Corbeil, the Dion Quintuplets captured the world's attention and became a symbol of hope during a challenging time. Their birth was considered a medical marvel, and their upbringing garnered widespread public interest, both in Canada and internationally, says a release. In honor of their birthday, the Calendar Museum will host the special commemoration event highlighting the quintuplets' enduring impact on the community and beyond. The event will feature never-before-seen photographs, a presentation, cupcakes, and some Dion family members will be on site in the afternoon. See schedule below. We're privileged to honor the legacy of the Dion Quintuplets and recognize the important miracle that their birth represented, said Wyatter. Their story serves as a reminder of resilience, hope, and the importance of allowing children to be children rather than being used for commercial gain. The commemoration event takes place at 107 Lansdowne Street E in Calendar. Schedule of events: 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock free admission, never-before-seen photos display, 11:30 to 12:30 presentation on the evolution of Quintland, 2 o'clock cupcakes served from Independence, first come first served, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Dion family members on site.